I just made some juice for myself, and I had beets and some arugula in it and other things. And note to self, not the best thing to do before starting to speak. So I'll return in a moment here. But most of all, thank you, Chu, for choosing to be a part of this tonight. I'm glad you're here. And I know that this will serve you in many, many ways. I wanted to start off the evening by addressing kind of the model that I work from. And if you've been on these calls before, then this is just redundant information for you, but I feel it's necessary to speak it anyway. The idea behind working energetically with the chakra system is that it's based on a particular medical model based on energy. And let's just say the model that seems to function well for me through experience as well as my own research and understanding is that we are designed really as beings that cleanse and clarify and clear energies. And that happens automatically in the body and oftentimes through the use of the voice. When we incarnate and as infants, we have a built-in system that cleanses and clears energies based on the moments of living. And what that basically means is that when certain events happen, there's usually a response to them and typically an emotional response, and that emotion can easily come out as a sound. And so you know, and you'll remember deep back in your own history of those times as infants or being around infants, that sound is a major part of their experience, unless the actual voice mechanism has been compromised. But the soundings that occur are actually releasing the energies of the experiences that the infant or the being is having. And when those are allowed to continue, then the system pretty much stays in a state of balance, in a state of equilibrium energetically. This clears at the level of the physical. It also clears in all the other energetic bodies as well. So it's a beautiful process. Unfortunately, it very quickly, based upon one's own family, one's own culture, one's own social influences and whatnot, the free flow of the sound begins to be compromised very early. And very often that sound that is so beautiful in the infant soon becomes a shushing or an injunction about being quiet and only talk when you're heard or whatever that might be. And at that point, what begins to happen is the energies themselves from the moments of living that just occur as a result of having experience, they begin to store within the body. And the body has a remarkable capacity to store a lot of energy for us. However, it's not the ideal. And every time something is stored within the body, it begins to compromise it by slowing down the frequency of vibration of the particular area of the body, as well as the body as a whole. The design of the chakras that are within and outside of the body as well, but we're talking mostly about the seven major chakras within the body itself, is these are typical places where the storehousing happens. And it's actually very convenient because certain types of issues and certain types of frequencies will store in certain areas. Issues around survival and foundation and being solid in the world and feeling secure typically work around the first chakra. Second chakra is where a lot of our issues dealing strong with the strong emotion of fear, with any energies of self-esteem, with any abuses that may have occurred. These will impact typically the second chakra and be stored in that particular area. Issues about will and decision and having power and taking action and being able to fully be present in the world is a solar plexus issue, so those kinds of issues will store there. Issues will store in the heart chakra related to love and the giving and the receiving of love and the experience of how love has shown up in our life. And then up to the throat chakra, which is a very, very powerful and vital center in that it becomes our vehicle to express and to manifest and to call manifestation into our world. It is a vehicle for the processing of emotion, for the expression of emotion, for the assistance in the cleansing of those lower frequency energies that get held in the body. The voice is the primary vehicle for that.
Sister Lee.
Okay, glad you're here. Would you press star 6, and that will mute you, and you can hear me, and then that way when we start doing the sounds and the singing and whatnot, you'll be able to hear and enjoy your own moments, and we won't be crossing over one another. So thanks for doing that. Glad you're here.
Thank you. I've been a little bit of a connection problem, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay, fabulous. And you can
Thank you.
And go as you do. You know, if you drop the connection, just come back on. I think the system supports it pretty well.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Okay, so when the chakras, they contain these various ideas and they hold on to the themes, the energetic themes of the types of energy, and they can eventually become compromised. And by being compromised, what typically begins to happen is that they slow down in vibration. Now, the body is designed, in my experience and my research, that to actually be kind of tapping on the door of our consciousness to release these storehouses of energies and these frequencies of the unexpressed. And typically the vehicle with which they try and get our attention is through emotion or through pain or sensation in the body. Now the sensation is designed, or the pain is designed, to bring our attention to a particular area. And often what occurs is that we are taught, especially in this culture, to either medicate or turn to something else, to turn away from some of the tappings that is trying to get in touch through the body itself. So we turn away from that and we medicate. Now, what begins to happen then is that the body itself and the energies itself start to tap louder. What that means is vibrationally, the energy slowed down, and the slower the energy gets, the more physical it becomes. So issues begin to show up in the physical body. And all of this is a beautiful process that's designed to get our attention. And if we don't pay attention to those callings, then essentially what begins to happen is conditions will manifest. And the longer we wait, the longer we ignore, the more intense the condition is. I know many people who have indicated that they didn't listen, and it wasn't until they manifested one of the big diseases that they actually were forced to experience a change of their life and to release a lot of the old energies. It is really unnecessary for us to reach that place anymore, because we live in a remarkable time where the support of the cosmic energy, if you will, is really supporting us to get clear and to get clean. And in a sense, the frequencies that are flooding the planet and have been doing so since 1987, in this 25-year cycle that's culminating in this 2012 period here in December, it's been a period of time of really, really intense, if you will, energies that have come in to assist us in clearing out our core issues and any blockages that we have. And in so many ways, this has contributed to the shifts and the changes that have occurred culturally, worldwide, socially, as well as individually. So we're in a remarkable, remarkable time. So the more we can have a conscious awareness of how to move and support and process these energies and release them, the more we're able to stand in our place of center as the forms begin to alter around us and in our personal lives. And
my name
within.
Is Debbie.
Hi there. Glad you're here. We're already
Thank
in
you.
Process. So would you do a star 6, and that will mute your side. So when we start doing some singing here, we're all out of phase and whatnot. So we can do that, and then you'll be able to hear me, and then if you do have a question or a comment of anything, you can star 6, and then you're unmuted and you're back live. So thanks for doing that. Glad you're here.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Connie.
Hi, Connie.
Sorry, I'm late.
Yeah, it's all right. Would you star 6?
Yes, sir.
All right. I love it. You know, when these calls happen, depending on which chakra we're working with, little things occur that really invite a focus into that particular area. So here it is that you know, I'm talking along, and then then people enter the call, and then I greet them, and then part of, you know, my mind sort of drifts off and forgets what it was that I was saying, which is a perfect example of how the voice sometimes gets compromised and goes off and speaks other things and whatnot. So I just love the little parallels that occur in this. So I'll just pick it up wherever I can here. Let's just say that I was referring to the medical model in the sense that contributes to the slowing down or the creating of conditions within the body. Now, as far as the throat is concerned, the throat, again, is the vehicle that allows the expression of the energy, because as an infant, when things happened, we had a sound that went with it. Now, somewhere along the way, each of us in some form, for some reason, got our voice and our expression and our ability to have our soundtrack for our moments compromised, whether it was the discomfort of the adults around us, whether it was certain injunctions or energies, whatever it was going to be, at some point we interrupted the flow. And since then, we've been storing energies. Now, the throat chakra and the second chakra, the chakra at the sacral center, 2 inches below the navel, and also showing up around L5 and L4 in the back, this is a particular chakra, like I said earlier, that holds on to the woundings, the major woundings, the abuses we've taken, the devaluings, the dishonorings, and most of that is unsaid stuff. Most of that is just energy that was never allowed or given permission to express. And when that center starts to back up, it will affect and compromise the throat chakra as well. So everything that we're doing tonight, the intention behind it is that we are specifically inviting the release of any frequency that is below the vibration of the true vibration that each of us is represented by the I am that we are. Okay, the I am that you are. Each of us has a specific frequency of wholeness, of health, of balance. And when those are compromised, we start to experience disequilibrium within the system, and it shows up in a lot of different ways. So what we're doing tonight is inviting the throat to release any energies that are in any way interfering with the free expression of our words, our ideas, our experiences, our emotion, and the clearing and processing of those moments of living, so that we can stay as clear as possible and stay in a state of balance. Now, the invitation to do this is also an invitation to release, let's say, the companion experience that may go along with the expression. In other words, whatever is hiding and held in the second chakra, once we start revealing and leaving the throat open and start clearing some of that, some of the energy will also move from the second chakra as well, which is a beautiful process. So it's almost like the throat is the chimney for the second chakra. So if you can actually visualize in the sense that there is an open conduit, an open energy that runs directly from the second chakra and up through the spinal column up into the throat area, then you can begin to see that this is an open channel that we want to keep having to allow the release of this energy that really, truly, in no way, no longer serves us. And in fact, it inhibits our full expression in the world. Okay, so I think I think that's all I want to say about the model. I have personal experience with this model in that as a boy my throat chakra was compromised because I lived in a home where my mother was so wounded in her own experience that she just wanted a loving, happy household, which was a great idea. And the truth of living was that it wasn't always like this. Well, we had no vehicle to actually express the other side. And so that began to back up on me. And as a little boy, at 3 years old, I started getting my first experiences of the swollen tonsils and the swollen glands all through there. And what I would do is go out to the Army base. They'd take me out there, and they would manipulate and kind of milk those glands and massage in there. And then I'd get you'd do a lot of salt water and whatnot to clear my throat up. And then it would go away, and then within 6 months it would all be back. So essentially what was happening was my throat chakra, because it was not allowed to express what was going on in my life in those moments, was beginning to slow down. And in the slowing down process, it was manifesting in a physical way. And the sore throats, the issues that were around, the swellings and whatnot, were an energetic example of which I had no idea about at that time, obviously. But it's an energetic example of how the body is giving information for attention to be paid to that area. So from that, I have several other personal experiences that allowed me to trust this particular model. Now, of course, at any time when something comes up, if we ignore it too long, we can easily manifest, like I said, a physical condition that may require intervention from another way. So in no way am I saying that this is a definitive be-all, end-all, because Western medicine and all these new modalities all have their place. So in a sense, what we're doing by doing this work tonight and any of the other calls is drawing a personal line in the sand where we will do no more to contribute to the energetic condition that we have. So with awareness, we begin to know how we have compromised a particular chakra or ourself and our well-being in general, and then choose from this point forward not to do those things anymore, or at the very least have awareness so that we can catch ourselves so that we have a place of choice and a point of choice. Prior to this, most of our behaviors and things were not necessarily coming from a place of choice. They were just a pattern. They were just the way things were done, the way we were taught, et cetera, et cetera. So here we are at a place where we can actually do things that are coming from a higher vibrational place that allow us to have clarity and to take good care of ourselves and to nurture ourselves. So, two things to get started. There's a mantra on the top of the page here. It's called Hung Vajra Pei. I love to use this one all the time. This is a Tibetan protection chant, and what it does is put a sphere of white light, or a light of your color, actually, through intention, around us so that we are protected in the frequency that we are so that nothing else is going to enter that frequency. When we start working with vibration, what begins to happen is as things are released, it creates a space within us. The invitation is to make sure that the space itself is filled up with a equal or higher frequency to what we desire to have. So we're going to invite at this point that the general intention is that whatever space we create, we are actually going to invite in the frequency of love, the highest frequency of the foundation of all life is the love frequency. So at the very least, we're putting that within that space of anything that's been cleared by the work that we're doing. So the Hung Vajra Pei is going to make sure that we stay in the frequency. As we release things, we maintain that frequency and no other energies can come in. So just going to do this, we'll say it 7 times. And I'm going to say it like this. It goes, Hung Vajra Pei, Hung Vajra Pei, Hung Vajra Pei, Hung Vajra Pei. So I invite you to join me in that kind of a cadence. 7 times. Hung Vajra Pei, 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 Hung Vajra Pei. And so it is, and so it is. Okay, one more thing, and just getting ready to move into these specific activities. And many of you who've gone through these calls or done any work for me with me know the power and that I really love to work with our personal name. And the name that we had at our incarnation carries the frequency that has transcended all of our incarnations. It carries a frequency of the true essence of our being. If in a sense it's called the I am that is me, in a sense the I am showing up as me in this incarnation. So when we speak that, it's like the cells themselves recognize and they hear and they start to dazzle, they start to dance a little bit in recognition of that frequency. So when I speak the name Mark Stanton Welch, I'm calling myself back to the perfect place and the perfect frequency of me. It's at the point of incarnation. And not only do I return to that place of balance and that place of center for that moment in time, but I also invite, again, a sphere of light around me to create a space of safety for me. This is the power of that name. It prevents old energies from coming in. It prevents those frequencies from interfering in any way. And then it also invites the angelic energies, the etheric guides, the teachers, etc., that are aligned to the very frequency of that name. Except for the guardian angel, none of the can intervene. None of the etheric beings can intervene without being requested. Guardian angel just takes care of us and makes sure that we are here and protected for as long as we choose to be incarnated. The other angelic energies into teachers, they have to be called. Speaking your name is a good way to call. So speaking the name is a powerful process. So we're going to do that. And if you have been married and you have changed your name or you've personally changed your name for any reason, I'm going to invite you to go back to the birth name with your first, your middle, your last name. We're going to speak that name 7 times. Now, the truth is that this name is very infrequently spoken, and maybe the last time it was spoken was when we were getting reprimanded as a child, when Mark Stadenwelch, get in here. And so we carry energetic debris around the name. And some of the experiences and the difficulties, the challenges, the abuses, et cetera, are attached to the speaking of the name. And sometimes that stuff comes up. Let me just assure you that it's a temporary process. And ultimately, our organism, our self, wants to reach back to a place of clarity and place of balance. So if you have hesitation on this, I honor it. And I also invite you, because I've done this, thousands of times with people, to just speak that name, and the debris itself will clear very, very quickly.
I think Tootie is the operative word here.
I'm sorry? Hello? Okay. So we are going to speak that name, and gosh, I just lost what I was thinking again. All right. On the count of 7, I want you to speak that name out loud, your first, middle, and last name, and we'll call in all that's aligned with that frequency. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. 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 All right. And so it is. And so it is. In that frequency of the name and in frequency that I have always been, from this point forward, we choose to release anything that is unlike that true frequency. So let's go to the bottom of the page. Down there, there's an affirmation. An affirmation is an intentional statement spoken out loud to influence and to invite a new way of thinking, a new way of being, and new forms into our life. They are fed by repetition. They are fed by intention. They are fed by emotion. So we are going to speak this out loud. Let me just read it to you first. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the blockages to my free verbal expression. I set free all energetic residue contained in the unexpressed soundings of any woundings, dishonorings, devaluings I have experienced in my incarnations, in all my incarnations. I claim my ability and right to speak and claim my truth. From this moment forward, I am free to express in the world, and so it is. So we're using the voice, and we're inviting the voice to speak words of truth and intention that we are setting out into manifestation, and we are calling forth all of the energetic beings who are going to bring opportunities, experiences, people to affirm this and to show it up in our life. And this is the power of the voice and the power of the affirmation. So let's do this together, out loud. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the blockages to my free verbal expression. I set free all energetic residue contained in the unexpressed soundings of any woundings, dishonorings, devaluings I have experienced in all my incarnations. I claim my ability and right to speak and claim my truth. From this moment forward, I am free to express in this world, and so it is. So it is. All right, just be present in that vibration. Be present in what you just did, because what you've done is you've set out a powerful intention, and you've invited a new experience of your moments of living. The universe is bound by law to begin to support you with this intention and with this affirmation. So I'd like you right now just to become aware of your feet, and we're going to call in one more vehicle that's going to support us through the rest of our time here and beyond. at your feet as it connects with the earth. There's a chakra we talked about last month called the Earth Star Chakra. The Earth Star Chakra is basically a plate of vibration about 18 inches below the feet, and it serves the purpose of being a conduit for the giving and the receiving of earth vibration, the power, the presence, the support, the energy of the earth itself. The vibration comes up in a tube, pretty much, in a conduit through the left leg. It sweeps into the body, and this energy is designed to empower and to cleanse. So anything that is not supporting the true vibration of you is swept out and sent down the right side and down the right leg, back out the right foot, into that Earth Star Chakra below us, very much like just an energetic colonic. So we are bringing power and presence and vibration and cleansing energy in, and it cleans it out, and anything of lower vibration goes right out the right side. This is happening 24/7, and it works anyway. When you call upon it and direct it, it becomes even more powerful and more useful. So for our intents and purposes, we're going to bring it especially up through the throat chakra and especially through the second chakra to clear out those areas even while we do all of these activities. So know that that is in process and that is in place. All right, typically with second chakra, there's the strongest emotion in second chakra, besides joy and creativity and exuberation and passion, is the energy of fear. And it's really critical in this particular culture and in this particular world at this time to address the vibration of fear. Because regardless of what your personal political beliefs or your thoughts about the way of the world, there are certain things basically going on that are designed to keep us in a state of fear. And that is happening. Every time I go to the airport, I hear the level of alert is orange. And so I start to feel that energy, and I will allow someone to go ahead and run me through an X-ray machine and all this stuff because of this energy of fear there. And the cost of what would happen if I didn't allow that to happen at the airport. This is a whole other phone call. But what's really important here is that fear oftentimes is the unexpressed energy. It's the unexpressed words of an experience that we had. If you've suffered any kind of abuse, then typically what accompanies some of that abuse is an injunction or a demand to not talk about it in any way under some consequence. Now, I've experienced that. I went through it, and it's a very, very sort of it's a powerful and slippery force that moves in and out of my life up till these times of where I am now from this event as a boy about the injunctions of not speaking these things. So what I'm saying is that an energy of fear often permeates us and compromises us so much to the point that we choose not to be present in the world as we are, or at the very least we're hesitant. So we're calling upon a particular mantra here. And this mantra comes from the Hindu tradition, and essentially it's designed to eradicate and cleanse and clear the vibration of fear, wherever it is within the body, but particularly sustaining in the second chakra. So this is pronounced Shanti Prashanti Sarva Bhaya Upashamanti Swaha. And it is actually in the form of a song that I'm just going to sing a cappella here, and we'll sing along with it. We're going to just make this statement about four times in the melody that has been created, and here's how it goes. Shanti Prashanti Sarva Bhaya Upashamanti Swaha. 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 One more. Shanti Prashanti Sarva Bhaya Upashamanti Swaha. And so it is. So the invitation is, whenever you pick up within yourself feelings of fear, sensations of fear, and typically when stuff goes on at the pit of our stomach or down at the second chakra itself, where we feel that very low kind of empty feeling within the stomach. Basically what's happening there is there's some fearful thinking, there's some fearful energy that's moving. And the invitation there is to not be frightened by it, because fear essentially is false evidence appearing real, that typically it's less than we think it is. Now, of course, there are legitimate moments where fear is necessary and a powerful emotion, but most often the stress of living and the uncertainties and the ever-changing forms of how we're supposed to fit into society, and then the history of conflict and war that we've all been through on personal levels, as well as political and as well as social and country levels, these all just kind of keep that pot stirred. So this is a powerful mantra to use, even if you just speak the words, or even if you recall us doing it on the phone, it's enough for the cellular memory to kick in and to go ahead and use the vibration of this. And the reason this is powerful, it's been spoken for thousands of years through the Hindu tradition with an intention that it would do the work. And that contributes to the power of mantra and chant. Okay, let's scoot down to... I think we'll go into, in the middle of the page there, it says mantra vocalizing, and then underneath it says gibberish, yawn, laughter, toning, sigh, hum, and groan. And I want to play with this just for a moment, but this is something that can be very, very powerful and useful for you. Because there's two things going on here. Anytime we make sound, we are using the voice. And when you feel the voice, if you have it in your body, you can feel it actually massaging through the core of the body. It's a vehicle that will do that anyway, just when we speak out loud. But when you consciously start to use the voice for different purposes, you begin to see the power of it and how it can actually go a long way in keeping our energetic bodies clear and ourselves in balance and in a place of clarity. So the idea of gibberish is pretty much what we did as babies and as infants, as we began to what appeared to be the exploration of the vocal mechanism itself, but was actually the actual cleansing and clearing of debris through sound that was within us. It was part of that natural process that we come here with. When we go back to this, we are able to just use the sound, and we can regulate and move the sound within the body through just using pitch and using the mouth and just playing with it a little bit, and it's a very beautiful thing. A lot of times we're not really given permission to make sounds. You know, certain sounds are relegated to certain rooms of the house, and when they're made around people, people get uncomfortable. Well, okay, but the truth is the discomfort comes from the actual movement of energies that are ready to release with them. That's my belief system on that. So we're going to do it anyway. We're going to find a place where we can do this. And gibberish is powerful as just pure sound as opposed to actually using words. Words carry baggage. Words carry meaning that is different for almost everyone who experiences it. But sound is a unique personal thing that we can use just to clear an energy. In other words, when the body is talking to us through sensation, through pain, through feeling, of anything of that sort, we can actually give voice to that sensation or that pain or that feeling and let that be the vehicle that expresses. We can do one of two things. We can either let it express by tuning into it and then just letting the sound come out of us. For example, I've got a little ache on my side, and I tune into it, and I go, ah. Okay, that's doing a lot to actually take that energy there, which is ready to cleanse, and then just let it go through this. Or I could do something like, oh, this is when my brother had me in a headlock when I was 5 years old and I was scared. Okay? I kind of like the much better, because it carries with it a very different frequency without all the baggage and the judgment that may occur with me saying those words. That's the power of that. We can also send sound to the area within our body. Let's say I have that spot and I'm going to go to send a sound down to it so that I can break up that little pocket of stuck energy there. So So essentially what I've done is just let the sound descend from pitch until it feels like it's resonating at that space within my body. And this can work for any place within the trunk of the body, from basically, I would say, even from the crown on down to the bottom of the torso. You can find a vibration pitch by just being sensitive to the vibration that you feel. And then you can use that to actually send sound into that place and break it up, very much like long ago when Ella Fitzgerald sang and the glass broke for the Memorex commercial. It's the same process. You're sending a frequency in to break up. It's like breaking up a kidney stone using sound. It's the same vibration on an energetic level. So what we're kind of doing there is toning, but we're using the idea of gibberish. So I'm just going to go ahead and demonstrate a little gibberish here, and I invite you, if you're in a position where you have some privacy, or even if you're not, it's a fun language and things to do with the family. So on and on it goes. It almost as if once it's given permission to go, it just goes where it goes. And the mouth is just used, and you follow your own guidance to make sound. It's a powerful thing to do, to go ahead, really, even at the end of the day, to allow yourself to just let some sound out. And at the same time, there's a tendency to want to actually move the body and to sort of flow with it and dance with it, if you will. So it's an invitation to do that. It's a powerful process that helps to get out the frustrations of the living moments we've had, at least in that very day itself. A yawn, especially when it's done with kind of a sound, is a powerful thing. One, you're massaging all the organs in the inner part of the body and the torso. The other is that you're letting sound out. You're also in a process clearing off your energy bodies on the outside. So that descending sound is actually shaking off any lower frequency energies that have glommed onto my auric field. So, you know, sometimes, you know, again, it depends on the situation you're in. There are some situations where it's totally comfortable and safe to do this. There are others where you might feel a little unsafe in doing it, or you might feel some judgment coming at you. Well, you know, I will say this, you know, is that we're all in the same boat, and that's obviously a gross generalization, but everyone on the planet is receiving the same kind of energy and going through the same kind of invitation to clear old frequencies and old energies. So the work that I might do in a public setting, although it may cause some concern or some shock or awe or whatever, is also, in the real sense, in the big picture, assisting others in realizing the impact of sound and the release of energy, because we are always impacting one another through this. So let's just go ahead, despite all of my little meanderings right there, let's just go ahead and take a breath in and just make a yawn and let the sound come out. And at the same time, go ahead and sort of twist your torso a bit and sort of shrug the shoulders. And we'll do one more yawn. So take a breath. I'm actually doing a combination of a yawn and a sigh. So there's two things going on here. A yawn has a different energy, actually, than a sigh, but they're doing the same thing. So I invite you to make those a part of your daily vocabulary. Obviously, laughter, the minute you start laughing, you can feel second chakra. That's where the laughter comes from, and that's the perfect place. This is the joy center. This is a creation center. It's the passion center, but it also is a center that contains the woundings and the memories, the energetic memories of all of those things. When you laugh, it literally is squeezing out those energies through the laughter itself when the belly contracts there as the sound is made. So engage in laughter, whether you want to do it spontaneously, whether you want to go do the laughing yoga class, or whether you just want to rent videos or films and or go to a comedian or something, but make laughter a real huge part of the day. Humming will immediately balance the hemispheres of your brain. So it's a powerful vehicle to use. It's a sound that clears out the cranial area. If you get water in your ear, you can match the pitch with the water, with the ear, and most likely the water will just drip out of the ear. That's kind of the way it is. It's using the power of vibration. Groans are a quick way to move sound, but also to access some of the frustration and some of the little anger energies and those energies of the feeling overwhelmed and stressed out. So the invitation here with vocalizing is to use these sounds as often as you can. Return to that place where you had a soundtrack for your moments that we all had as infants. That doesn't necessarily mean we have to create a space where we're walking down the street and being the one who talks to ourselves and whatnot, and then people begin to view that as something, there's something wrong with us. Although there's really nothing awry with that. Talk to myself all the time. Why not? I even answer myself. Oh, my goodness. So, what this does is help to keep the system clear. So, okay, the sounds of emotions. Let me just very quickly talk about this, because we do not have a real vocabulary of emotion. And so as a result of that, we often suppress any of these. And again, depending upon your personal programming, meaning the family that you grew up in, your family of origin, your cultural, religious, all of these things that would influence how you are with the free flow of emotion, you may not have developed your vocabulary yet for it, but each of these has a sound. For example, happiness is laughter. and it's also the sound of the voice. And when the voice goes up and you start talking about something you're really excited about, then your voice takes on a whole different tonality to it, and it really expresses that sense of happiness and that glory and joy that's in there. So if I just did that with sound, yay, all those kinds of sounds start to come out. So you can create a condition within yourself. If you are in a state where you are not feeling happiness, you can fake it by actually beginning to bring in sound like that reflects happiness to you. And you can go ahead, and what that will do is invite the energies that are pulling you down to cleanse and clear themselves to bring you to the state of what you're intending. See, our moments, the next moment is based on what we do with this moment. The next moment is based upon our intention and our action in this moment. So if I want to climb out of a space I'm in, I do something different and invite the laws of the universe to support me and to manifest that which I desire. That's why these emotions, these sounds of emotions, are very potent and very powerful. Sadness, another way to look at it is when we have an emotion, one way to experience it is to really surrender into it and to feel it deeply. And by giving it the sound, we begin to immerse ourselves in it. Because so often we dance away from it, and all it can do is then build up more energy to want to attach to the next moment for us. So why not go into it? And if we have sadness, a sound, whatever yours is, here's a sample. It's, it's got that downward feel, and it's like a groan. It's like just that sound that has it's that sound. It's not a whine. It's just on the other side of it where you just feel so overwhelmed. So if you're feeling sad, making the sound will invite the tears and the release of the energy that's attached to the sadness. It's really almost guaranteed to work, because that's our design. Fear, find your vocabulary for fear. In a state of fear, what we're doing is hyper-vigilant and hyper-aware. So if we exaggerate the symptomologies like shaking and shuddering and then giving the sound that goes with it, we can go ahead often and give permission for the pocket of fear that's wanting to reveal itself to release itself, and then we move to the other side of it. Your anger sounds, these are sounds that so often will trigger some very strong responses in us, because these are like the forbidden sounds. We were not given permission in our culture to feel any anger. And so what do we do with it? We have sarcasm and wit. And these are backdoor ways to actually get our anger and frustration out in the world, but it's perceived and accepted as being something that's fun to do, or someone is very intelligent if they've got a good wit. But oftentimes these are daggers being sent out to one another. It's a very, in my experience, in my belief, it's a very unclear way to process anger. Best way to process anger is to go make a bunch of sounds and do the things that you want to do with it, and make movements, and to dance, and to tantrum, and to do tantrums. Witness a tantrum of a child here, and you will know the automatic process that allows us, because a tantrum, through the expression of sound and the movement of the body and the stomping on the earth, is actually bringing the body back to foundation. Because what happens when we start to get verklempt and angry or afraid, we start to vacate the body. We'll leave the body. And stomping the feet on the earth is one really good way to bring us back to our connection with earth, get us back into body so that we can embrace the feeling of what we're going through. So the vocalizing and sounds of emotion are almost some of the key elements of the whole throat chakra, because they deal specifically with sound. Okay, so let's move beyond that now. Let's go up to the song chant, I Am That I Am. You know, there's so much here with the voice, because the voice, not only it is the vehicle that clears and cleanses our own inner world, or keeps our organs in check, and not in check, in clarity and purring like they're supposed to, and clears out the emotion and expresses it in the world, but it also gives ideas. It also commands the universe to show up and to do the things that we speak out loud. So with that in mind, it's really... the invitation here is to really be aware of what it is that you say. Because what we say are commands to manifest. They are directions for the universe and the energies to show up in that form. So when I am using, and especially the words I am, the I am word is the actual command vehicle to say whatever is following the words I am is going to show up. I'm telling the universe, this is what I desire. So if I'm around and I say, I am so sick and tired of this, what the universe gets out of that is that sick and tired is what I desire. So therefore I get opportunities, situations, people, and experiences that are going to keep giving me that until I change my tune, if you will. I'm so weary. I'm so stupid. Okay, well, here come a lot of opportunities for me to prove that and to show up. We invite the next moment in through the words that we speak. So I'm asking a bit of your consciousness now to be the overseer, to be the on guard. So whenever you hear the words I am come out of your mouth, take a pause, if you will, and decide, what is it that I want to manifest here? What is it that I'm going to invite into my experience in the next moments? So this little chant, I am that I am, is basically calling us back to our point of perfection or our point of clarity. We are basically the I am that is me, the I am that is the expression of the holy source. The individual I am is the expression, that unique expression that each of us is of the source. So this is a little chant, and we're going to just sing this through four times. I am that I am, that I am, that I am. I am that I am, that I am, that I am. I am that I am, that I am, that I am. I am that I am, that I am, that I am. Two more. I am that I am, that I am, that I am. I am that I am, that I am, that I am. So it is. You can be singing that, speaking it, using those words anytime during the day, and it will support not only the actual cleansing and clearing of your throat chakra, but it will call you back to your own foundation. Speaking the I am that I am, those very words, is a very useful phrase. It's a very useful phrase. It keeps you in your place of center. I invite you to use that. Let's go right above that to a little song called Clear and True. I'm doing a series of recordings based on each of the chakras, and unfortunately, I have one done, the root chakra. Unfortunately, I don't have the other ones done yet. But these are songs that are applied to each of those chakras, and they're each CD is a total immersion in that chakra with all kinds of songs, chants, mantras, invocations, etc., tones, pitches that are designed to really work and to keep that chakra purring. So I'm just going to sing this one through. Speak my words clear and true. Share my heart, my light with you. Life expressed through sound and song keeps me balanced, whole and strong. I am, I am. And I'll sing it, and if you'd like to sing along, great. If you just want to listen. But every time you actually use your voice, it's a powerful movement of intention. Speak my words clear and true. Share my heart, my light with you. Life expressed through sound and song keeps me balanced, whole and strong. I am, I am. Speak my words clear and true. Share my heart, my light with you. Life expressed through sound and song keeps me balanced, whole and strong. I am, I am. Obviously, in the interest of time here, I want to give you as many tools as I can so you can come back to this. Some of these songs and some of these mantras have an underline. They're underlined. That's just a link to a place on my website where you can listen to a sample of that to give you enough reminder of what it is. It's also a place where you can download the actual song itself, or you can purchase a CD if you'd like, if that's there. So ones that do not have a line means they are not recorded yet. Having said that, at the end of this session, this session is being recorded and it is available to you by a link that I will send you by tomorrow morning, and in which case you can hear everything that we have done as if we are just right there again. Let's go down to proclamation down at the bottom of the page. Now, an affirmation is one thing. An affirmation is an invitation. A proclamation is a statement that essentially demands this to be true. It's a statement that tells the universe, it gives the universe directions. It says, you do this, that's what works for me. And in their purest form, they are spoken one time. Blessings to the fellow Rich Work, who no longer is on the planet, for his book Proclamations of the Soul, as well as The Veils of Illusion, both very potent books that really use this idea of proclamation very, very strongly. If you can get a copy of it, it's very useful. I use them all the time in the work that I do. So when we say these things, and we're going to say them both, we say them with the intention that they are so, and we're going to use the sound of voice. So we're going to find a powerful place within us. So be aware of your feet. Be aware of your connection to the earth and the movement and the flow of the earth up through the left leg, the cleansing of any lower frequency energies out through the right that keeps us in balance. Speak the true name, your first and middle or your last name here in the count of three. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Okay, from that frequency, let me just read one of these for you and then we'll repeat it. From the divine love that flows within my being, I command that every cell in my body and every vibration of my being align itself in divine perfection. For I desire to be all that I am. I choose to be all that I am. I am all that I am. I claim my identity and my divine perfection, and so it is. Buzz, buzz, buzz. Okay, let's do this together. Take a breath. Here we go. From the divine love that flows within my being, I command that every cell in my body and every vibration of my being align itself in divine perfection, for I desire to be all that I am. I choose to be all that I am. I am all that I am. I claim my identity and my divine perfection, and so it is. All right, take a breath. I invite you to just twist your torso a little bit, shrug your shoulders, roll your head a bit, clear out any blockages, energy from within the body tissues themselves. Work the face muscles a little bit by squeezing them and going, mwah, mwah, mwah. That's just a sound that allows us to really stretch those face muscles. Mwah, mwah. Okay, let's go to the second one. We'll just do this together. Take a breath. Here we go. From the divine love that flows from within my being, I am prepared and I accept the full integration of my divinity throughout my being. I acknowledge and honor all parts of my being that have supported my journey in my physical experience, and I transmute those thought forms which no longer serve me into unconditional love. I transmute all energies that would interfere with my ability to declare my freedom and proclaim my divinity into the divine expression of creative love and activate the golden light of transformation throughout the totality of all that I am. And so it is. Wow. That is a good feeling statement. Okay, so just pay attention. Be aware of your feet on the earth. Be aware of the presence of your being and notice that how you feel. You might be feeling a little bit lighter. You might be feeling a little buzzing. You might be feeling nothing. But just notice, higher vibration, when you let go of things, typically the body will feel lighter. You begin to have sensation perhaps where typically it's numb or typically you have no feeling whatsoever. And for some, the awakening, the waking up of the body is a little disconcerting because we're so used to not being aware that the body is even there. So it's nice to get a little buzz, as they say. So another thing that we can do with the powerful voice as we move towards the end of our time together here, gosh, always so much left. Asking for help is a very, very powerful thing to do. Now, I have two songs here. I have Help Me. I think I'm going to let Help Me go. You can click on that and go to the sample of that, and that will play it for you. The calling song is actually one we've done before in another chakra, but it's powerful because it's what we're actually calling forth with our voice. So I wanted to bring it back in. So I'm going to work through this calling song to invite into our support and being an energy field all that's available to us in the form of the spirits of the earth, the spirits of the ancestors, the angel guardians, the master teachers. These are some of the energies that are available to us that we weren't taught that were there. So again, one good thing that we can do is we ask for help. We ask for help to find the car keys. We ask for help to get the parking place. We ask for help to get inspiration. We ask for help to solve our dilemma. We ask for help for our direction. There is so much available to us. Let's use it. Calling in the spirits of the earth. Give me strength, give me energy. Calling in the spirit of the ancestors. Give me knowledge, clear the way, calling in the angel guardians. Watch my back and keep me safe, calling in the master teachers. Bring me wisdom, show the way, I am ready, I am ready. I am ready. One more time. Calling in the spirits of the earth. Give me strength, give me energy. Calling in the spirit of the ancestors. Give me knowledge, clear the way, calling in the angel guardians. Watch my back, keep me safe, calling in the master teachers. Bring me wisdom, show the way, I am ready, I am ready, I am ready. And so it is. So let me just underscore, as we bring our session to the close here, just a reminder, I will stay on the phone. If any of you have any questions or things you'd like to share, I'll be happy to address those. But I'm staying on the phone mostly to address those questions, but also to go through anything that I didn't include in the call itself that I have here on the forum. So it'll be available on the recording for you to use. The invitation here is to, like I said earlier, you draw your line in the sand and you recognize the power of your voice and the necessity of clearing the energies in the inside by using the voice. It's critical that we express. It's critical that we say what we must say. Now, that does not mean we need to go to the source of the issue and seek to have communication, because that's not always the wisest thing to do. It may not end the way we want to. The inner self and our being does not know the difference between actually talking with someone energetically or having an empty chair where you act like they're there and you say what you got to say. It's the same clearing of those energies. This is the beauty of the Gestalt work that was done in the therapy sessions back in the 80s and continues to be used, where we set up the situation and we use the voice to say what must be said. There's a lot in each of our lives, I would bet, that has not been spoken. Unless that energy is moved, it will continue to influence us and to impact us, usually disempowering us, usually causing us to hesitate to stand in our truth, usually causing us to accept the same old over and over again. Well, that's not what these times are about. We are here to be in our magnificence. So the invitation now is to make sure that by the end of each day, at the very least, you find a way to say or to sound out what needs to be said before you go to sleep. Do not go to sleep with any of these energies and these unspoken words. Now, here's some ways you can do it. You can do it in the car, sit in the car and do it. Find a closet. Speak it into a pillow. Go into the bathroom and open the, you know, and stand over the commode, say everything you got to say, and then flush the toilet. Take a shower and speak it as you wash that stuff down the drain. Find a way. Making it verbal is the most powerful. Thinking it is not as potent. So I'm just saying, find a way. Find a way at the end of the day to make sure that you are clear and clean before you go to sleep energetically, and this is one way to do it. Use the voice. Do not let a moment go by where you compromise your expression. And again, if you're in a situation that involves somebody where it's unsafe to speak what you have to say, do it when you walk away. Do it when you're away from that situation. But do not hold anything. Your line in the sand is that you will not contribute any additional energies of holding on to stuff in your physical system or your energetic body. It's just not okay anymore. And the universe will really not let us do that. It will irritate us to the point that we want to explode, which is what these times are about. So here's my invitation is to stay clear and to as much as possible, use your voice. It is a very, very, very potent and powerful vehicle that we've really just touched upon tonight. Use these tools over and over and over again, and they will serve you. They will serve you. So we'll bring our call to a close, and again, I'll stay on here, and if there are any questions, great. If not, I'm just going to go through the rest of the songs for the recording purposes. Many blessings to each of you. Any questions? Okay. Well, I'm going to do the Speak My Words with Love. Speak my words with love.
Speak.
I am. Speak my words with love. I am. With confidence I make it known, without any doubt, behold my dreams, speak my words with love. I am, I am. Now, the tone right above that, the G, the eh phonetic, each chakra has a particular pitch and a phonetic that will help zero in the sound to that chakra. When we use this pitch, what we do is we invite and, in a sense, we force the chakra to get back into a place of balance. These pitches and frequencies are typically the ballpark of where each of our chakras are resonant and in their full spinning capacity, in other words, clear. So what we do is we find the pitch, and then we say the phonetic and hold it through a breath. And if we really want to hold it for a minute or so take a breath and take a breath as necessary to sustain the tone, and it will bring us back to a place of alignment. So any waverings when you're holding that pitch, waverings or inability to hold the breath for very long and sustain the breath, are usually indications that that chakra has been compromised. So continuing to do this will allow that chakra to regain its place of balance. So you kind of, in a sense, do it until you're able to sustain your breath with that and hold a pitch for a longer period of time, or you are able to do the pitch with more of a pure tone, without it, you know, wavering. And that will be a sure sign that chakra is in good shape. If you don't have a guitarist or a pitch instrument around, you can really just use your knowledge of the phonetic itself, which is eh, and just kind of search around until you feel like it's vibrating in the area where you want it, in this case, the throat chakra. For example, actually, for me, that pitch right there, see, it's different than the actual G that was there, but that pitch felt really good at that moment in time. So we can find a pitch within us and sustain that pitch and help us, you know, reach the place of balance again with that. Okay, looks like we have two things left, the invocation to Elmoria and the song for the Elohim, Hercules, and Amazonia. Now, the invocation to Elmoria, each of the chakras has an ascended master assigned to it to support it with one of the seven rays of light. Now, this is very interesting information, and in no way can I go into it all, but let's just say that an ascended master is one who has had many incarnations and who has, in a sense, learned everything necessary in this dimension, and has passed with flying colors and had the opportunity to go on and incarnate in other dimensions and to move on with their own particular journey. But they have chosen to stay and be present, and maybe even the president, and be a resource for the humans, in a sense, the people still upon this planet. So we can call upon them for support and for specifically helping us with each of these rays of energy. So I'm going to do the invocation to Elmoria. I'm going to do it two times. Calling Elmoria, spirited warrior, guiding the leaders to do what is right, protecting the sacred on the first ray he flies, enlightened and royal. Walk with me into the light. spirited warrior, guiding the leaders to do what is right, protecting the sacred on that first ray flight. Enlightened and royal, walk with me into the light. Walk with me into the light. So we invoke the energy of El Moria to be present, to be a vehicle supporting us and to be available to us to assist us in keeping our throat chakra as well as all additional chakras in a place of clarity and balance. And then finally we have the Elohim. The Elohim essentially are in association with the Ascended Master, and they are invited, well, they are actually the vehicles with which it is the energy is dispensed to humanity. So it comes through the guidance of the Ascended Master. It is, in a sense, brought into a lower form, but a higher frequency that comes in through the Archangel that's assigned as well. And then the Elohim, as the angels, who actually bring it into the lives of humanity. So it's a good thing to contact these guys as well and bring their frequency in. So Hercules and Amazonia are aligned with the same first ray that El Moria is. Hercules and Amazonia, Elohim of the bright red ray. Hercules and Amazonia, teach me to move with unwavering faith. With the power to achieve perfection, trusting in the Word of God, point me in the divine direction to follow the light that will surely lead me home. One more time. Hercules and Amazon, Elohim of the bright red ray. Hercules and Amazonia, teach me to move with unwavering faith. With the power to achieve perfection, trusting in the Word of God, point me in the divine direction to follow the light that will surely lead me home. And so it is. And so it is, the throat chakra. Keep it clear. Keep it clean. Speak your words with love. Many, many blessings. We'll be back October 16th. For the third eye and the brow chakra, and start looking at our vision and our intention put out into the world, into form. It will clear our capacity to make that vision clear. Many, many blessings, and look for a link tomorrow to the recording itself. That's it.